Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow on this show from Newport, Rhode Island, Jelani Tavai, Patriots linebacker on a Patriots Friday at 7:30. And then the great Jay Leno with us at the Audrain Automobile Museum at 8:45. Good show to watch on Twitch. If you love cars, we will be surrounded by incredible, rare, exquisite vehicles tomorrow morning. So, good. I mean, any day you should watch the show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. You should watch the show on YouTube. Do the same there. But good day for that tomorrow. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, time for a back and forth on what they said yesterday. Where do you want to start this morning, Shime?
Well, Greg, let's begin with Sam Kennedy. He was on the Fenway Rundown podcast. And for people like Curtis, who don't believe that John Henry is very involved or cares very much about the current Boston Red Sox product, Sam Kennedy won't be having that. Here is what he said.
There is this perception of John, largely, you know, driven by people who sort of aren't dealing with him, who don't talk to him regularly, that maybe somehow he's not actively involved. I can assure you he's on the most important committees at Major League Baseball. He is leading our franchise as our principal owner. He does give us a lot of rope in management, me as CEO, Brez as chief baseball officer.
Yep, we know your title.
But he is incredibly involved and is as passionate about the team as he ever has been.
Hey,
Curtis is pissed when he puts his hands over his eyes. Just wait for that to happen.
But it's... what a douchey thing to say. Well, those of you who don't talk to him and formulate an opinion on him, I don't know, Sam, maybe if he spoke for himself, we could judge it.
Maybe if he showed up at the ballpark like, every once in a while.
What a condescending thing to say to your fan base. Maybe I'd have a different feeling about him if I, knew what he felt.
It's not the media's fault or the fans' fault that they don't know him. Like, people would love to talk with him and ask him these questions, yes. But he doesn't give them the opportunity.
They want him to show up.
God, that is so disingenuous.
John! Hey, Raffy!
Hey, anybody!
How else would we formulate an opinion on the guy, honestly? When was the last time he was made available and answered questions directly that are important to the fans that pay for his team?
It's been a long time.
Like, so why is that our fault?
When's the last time we've seen John Henry?
He was at spring training.
At spring training.
And I'll have you know, Chris Curtis and Greg Hill, John Henry on the Major League Baseball Party Planning Committee. He's doing a great job. You should wait and see our Cinco de Mayo event.
Those are hard committees to be on.
Uh-huh. I mean,
that is so bad.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Sean?
Well, there's one other guy who seems to be joining the Rob Ninkovich side of the street, Wiggy. He does not agree with us that Drake May should play, and that would be one James Sweet Feet White. Here is what James White said about the Patriots playing Drake May.
Everybody calling for May to get in there, trying to, pick apart, Jacoby, find all the clips where they think somebody's running open and all that. Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure Jacoby missed some throws. I'm sure he's scrambling. He probably shouldn't have on some of that. But That's what happens when ain't nobody blocking up front. You don't trust it. You don't trust it. Your eyes be in the wrong place every now and then. Y'all think you're going to throw a rookie out there. He just going to go out there, shred it up, and handle business. I don't think so. You know, your best offensive lineman, David Andrews, got hurt like the first quarter, second quarter of the game. So that's tough. You know, your backup center. Playing with a lot of backups on, you know, up front, man. Like, I don't see why anybody's trying to say Drake May needs to go out there and play. It's just, it's too much going on.
See, hey, I think Wiggy, that's where people.
Sorry. Yeah, too but much I, going on, Wiggy.
Right, but see, I think where people who are not around here a lot or don't listen a lot miss the point. No one expects him to go up out there and shred it up.
No. Like,
the only reason why we want to see him get out there is for the learning experience.
You're basically looking at it for next season.
Yes.
Like, you don't want to waste a whole season with him sitting on the bench.
Right.
And whether he goes out and is better than Jacoby Brissett or not,
right,
is really, it sounds like, irrelevant to you two.
It's irrelevant.
When it comes to the Wiggenshimes, it is irrelevant how well he plays.
I also think it's a misconception, too. Like, I wish Jacoby Brissett was able to run more. Like, that's one of the reasons I want Drake May in there, because I know athletically he can run and scramble more. Like, that's, I understand how bad the offensive line is, mm-hmm, and one of the ways you overcome that is with a quarterback who can move. So if Drake May can go out and get you a 3-yard positive play, I'd take that every time over a sack or an incompletion.
And for me, you're right, Greg. Whether he goes out there and he's great or whether he goes out there and he struggles, now at least it says, okay, what do we have to do to make him better? What type of pieces do you have to – here's what I want. Here's what it will show me. If he plays week five, what it shows me, has he improved by week 10? Is he still making the same mistakes? And then week 10, has he improved by, say, week 13, 14?
Yeah.
And so that's what it shows me. Okay, he's headed in the right direction, or he's not fixing the simple mistakes.
I mean, does anybody think that Jacoby Brissett is going to be your quarterback here next season?
No, absolutely not.
Is
no.
he even going to be in the league next season?
He might be coaching in the league.
Yeah. Yeah, he might be on the staff with Mayo.
So you're just wasting time with him,
right,
especially when you're not winning football games.
And that's all it is for me, is how does he advance?
How does he progress?
That's it. Does he, you know, so that's all I want to see.
All right, Chime, what else?
I got a quick one for you here. So the Celtics are at practice, getting ready for their season to begin, I believe the end of this month. And they've done some different things in warm-ups, not necessarily just stretches, you know. They're incorporating playing things like handball. And Peyton Pritchard is here to tell you he's the best overall athlete on the team.
Oh.
Here is P. Pritch.
Well, I like the warm-ups a lot better instead of just the generic stretches. Like, that gets boring, so we've kind of treated it kind of like almost like kids, you know. You play, like, we played handball, we played football, wiffle ball, and the walking one, so they're more fun. It's more competitive, so I think it's the juices flowing.
Who was the best at handball?
I was, for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm probably the best overall athlete overall, all sports on the team.
If we had a Celtic decathlon, you'd be the guy.
I'd 100% be the guy. JV might think he might be. I mean, we are actually D-Y-ing them, Sam. We have some good ones, but I think through all sports, I think I get it.
Brother, did you see the picture of Jaylen Brown?
Yeah, he's shredded.
Yeah,
Jay looks like he'd be a good football player.
I like a good humble brag, though.
Hey, he's confident in his skills, Pete Pritch. That's your boy, man.
Okay.
What are they doing? Speed walking relay races?
Yeah, yes. Speed walking relay races. It was funny when they were saying, you know, other teams, you know, thinking they're going to take down the Celtics, and the Celtics are worried than that video.
He said he's the best in handball.
Season is creeping up. What do we got, a couple weeks?
Yeah.
Couple weeks until
Bruins start a week from today, I believe, and then the Celtics start in a couple weeks. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
That night, you're going to have to get in the Garden at 3 p.m. for that game because of the rings and the banner and all of the things.
Yeah.
So is that, Curtis, is that ticket selling for a lot for opening night with the banner and the rings?
It is. Let me check that out. Celtics home opener.
I would imagine that it is selling for a pretty penny on the second.
I would say it's a slightly tougher ticket than Patriots Dolphins this Sunday.
I don't know, man. Patriots Dolphins seems like it's going to be jam packed.
The Trans Siberian Orchestra coming on Christmas Eve. That looks like a great event.
They always play. They come here and they play. They do the light show and they play their Christmas songs.
What is the date of the Celtics? Because I don't know if these are preseason. What's the actual opening date?
October 22nd.
There we go. Versus Knicks Celtics. Here we go. Tuesday, 7:30.
It's going to be a good one.
I'm on Ticketmaster minus the fees. It's only $20,000. No, the get-in price is $400.
Yeah, it's my birthday. Maybe I could go.
Reasonable.
Great call. Let's see. We got $447 per ticket, balcony $324. When you include the fees, it's
$16,000.
How is that legal? How would
really,
we not
really
like,
sneak up on you?
It's unbelievable.
I thought we weren't allowed to have monopolies in this world.
But, like, it is obscene.
Yeah.
You click on a ticket, and by the time you're checking out, it's like a flight to London.
Yeah. Mm.
That's a good one, though, with the Knicks just trading for Karl Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
It'll be a good game.
I hope that all the New York celebrity losers are in the stands as well. Nothing's better than watching the Knicks lose and watch the awkward high five between Jon Stewart and Ben Stiller.
Well, unfortunately for him, Spike Lee is now getting into it, arguing with WNBA players during WNBA.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Was he a big New York Liberty guy?
I think he is.
I think he is.
Nice.
So, I don't know. It's kind of a downgrade.
He hates the Fever, too. He hates all those Indiana teams.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you very much, Shime. That is They Said It. A quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. Coming up, we'll get to Courtney in the news at 7:30 and find out whether a viral outbreak signals the end of Wiggy's favorite appetizer. That is coming up during the news at 7:30. But right now, Courtney, in what is trending this hour?
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by The 99. Gerard Mayo has confirmed that David Andrews is headed for shoulder surgery. That's likely ending his play this season.
But that means he'll probably be back next season.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
I mean, or he just does the surgery and then after says, you know what, I'm done. But instead of him just trying to play through a final season and getting the surgery after, that would signal to me retirement instead of going this route. But we will wait and see. And it seems like we now know the potential landing spots for Devontae Adams. Adams has reportedly told the Raiders which teams he would prefer to go to. Those teams are the Jets and the Saints. And now Ian Rappaport has a story this morning that says Adams wants to play for the Jets. But the All-Pro is open to landing with other teams, and he hasn't demanded to be traded anywhere specific. Las Vegas will take the best deal.
I'm telling you, just keep an eye out for Buffalo here.
All right.
Flip that second-round pick they got for Stephon Diggs, add a fourth next year, and boom, Devontae Adams is a Buffalo Bill.
I heard Aaron Rodgers is willing to part with Robert Saleh for Devontae Adams.
I bet Rodgers wants him bad. That's going to be a huge pickup for whoever gets Devontae Adams.
Yep.
Huge. If Buffalo gets him, hey, that because that's what Josh Allen is missing. I know the Saints because him and Derek Carr went to school together, so
yeah, but I mean,
they really love each other.
I mean, he and Rodgers were excellent.
Rodgers would love that.
So, by the way, did you see that text? Somebody inquired about a suite for Banner Night.
Uh-huh.
18 people, $46,000.
Oh. Wow.
I don't know if that includes food or not.
Probably not.
Well, Wick,
honestly, got some extra tickets laying around.
If you have 17 other people or 9 couples.
Yeah.
That's not, I mean, when you consider what you get versus what the balcony seats are.
$25.55 a person.
That's a lot.
$2,500 a person?
Not when your daddy's paying for it.
Yeah, that's a lot of bread.
But, I mean, or your company.
Yeah. No, it's not that bad, really, Curtis.
When you think about what your $500 for one seat in the nosebleeds.
Right.
Am I living in La La Land? Like, $2,500 a person for a suite, and we have no idea food and beverage.
Foods come with that beverage.
I don't
know. Come on.
Have you ever gotten a suite for like a concert there?
Courtney, how much did you spend on your shoes for the garden party this afternoon? I'm guessing $1,000.
They were
probably the outfit.
They were $3.99. Those were gifted, my shoes for today.
All right. So
and my outfit is rented.
Ah, I see. Yeah. Oh, okay. So $3.99. Yes. They were gifted by Santo?
They were gifted by a brand.
Oh.
LaRude. They're great.
Okay.
So you got tagged them tonight.
Oh, yeah. I always do. Thursday Night Football has the Bucks at Falcons. And in baseball, the Padres have swept the Braves to move on out of the wild card round and will take on the Dodgers in the NL Divisional Series. The Tigers swept the Astros and are taking on the Guardians. And the Royals swept the Orioles and are taking on the Yankees. That's in the AL. And lastly, we'll wait to see who will face off with the Phillies on the other side of the NL Divisional, with the Mets and Brewers tied at a game apiece. And it's here. The prime rib dinner is back at the 9. 16 ounces of slow-roasted USDA choice prime rib served with your choice of two sides. Available every Friday and Saturday after 4 p.m. and all day on Sunday. You gotta love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I love being right. So two seats, right. Loge 12, center court, front row of the loge, not floor.
Yep. Okay.
$7,800.
Wow.
Including fees.
Wow.
So you get 18 people in a suite for 46 grand, it's a good deal.
It's a great deal.
Yeah, give me a suite.
I wouldn't spend anywhere near that.
We should do it.
I think Ken's got it in the budget.
Does he?
Yeah. Right. Just has to fire a couple.
My card will probably get declined, but
Have a WEI or Odyssey suite at the Garden?
No, we don't.
No.
We only have a suite at Gillette and at Fenway.
At the DCU Center. Yeah. 51 degrees, mostly sunny, afternoon high of 72.
I require a douche move ruling on the actions of an NFL owner. And we'll do that next before we get to the news.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Kathmandu not on the travel itinerary for this show, but Newport is, and we will be in Newport, Rhode Island later on today, and then a Flex Friday road show tomorrow morning at the Audrain Automobile Museum as a part of the annual Newport Audrain Concourse Motor Week, and I can't wait to see you all tomorrow morning.
Well, Greg, anytime we do road shows, my number one question is, what are the accommodations? Where are we sleeping?
They are. I think you will find them to be 4-star. We are staying.
What's the name of the joint?
We are staying at the Goat Island Resort.
Wiggy, I got top bunk.
Goat Island.
Only issue I have with that place, no disrespect, I don't want to say anything bad in advance of going there, but they don't offer room service, which is a real problem for me. But
Goat Island Resort.
The rooms are very nice.
But other
be
than
a little
that,
bit more bougie.
Okay.
Other than that, it's a beautiful spot.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Very nice, Wiggy. You will like it.
Goat Island Resort. I'm hoping for a nice water view.
You will have that, I'm sure.
Coffee shop in lobby, Curtis.
Yes. Ooh. There's a great coffee shop. They have great muffins and bagels.
This thing's right on the water, huh?
Yeah, it's very nice.
Wiggy asked us a quick question about where we're staying, and Greg gives 6 things he can eat. That's the response.
All right. That's eating to me is very important. Wow. I choose a destination based on the food.
Totally. Do you bring food on a plane?
No. I don't. Spaz used to bring food to the hotel when he traveled, so he didn't have to pay for room service.
Oh, wow.
What? His own pantry?
He loved hard boiled eggs.
Ew.
Gross.
So he would bring and he'd also bring his own booze.
Oh.
Respect that.
You know what? Yeah. And then the garden party today.
He would bring hard-boiled eggs to a hotel and like a bottle of Schlitz?
Yes, he would.
Wow.
Yes. And then that's at the Faxon Lodge.
Yeah, Faxon Lodge. Invite only.
Okay. Yes. A lot of heavy hitters there.
I think my mom may be coming.
Wow. She got an invite?
Really?
Yeah.
How'd she get
Is your dad dressing her?
No. She was saying, because Santo couldn't come, so she was like, Can I come?
She wants to be your plus one.
Yeah. Oh,
excellent. So
I think I want one of these Narragansett Waterview Kings with a balcony. Which is what I like.
Are you bringing Mrs. Wiggins?
Oh, yes.
Excellent.
Oh, yes. Okay. And these balconies look nice.
Okay, good.
Ooh. Right.
Under the nightlight.
Well, there's some very nice. Okay.
I'd like a room far away from Wiggins.
No, don't worry about it. Just don't pay no attention. That's what I generally do.
Some very nice beaches in Newport.
We are beach sexers. You got to leave a room based on the way these rooms look.
Yeah.
And if, you know, you got a nice balcony. And this garden party I've been doing some research on. Dress and everything. Courtney, he'll fit right in. Coastal grandma.
Yep.
There's going to be some whores there, vores there.
Yes.
Thank you for finishing
past,
that.
Past hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
What are you going to wear?
Greg, come on. Every time I dress up, I stay Dapper Dan.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
So my style is like.
And keep it 100?
No other.
Uh-huh.
I mean, me and my wife will probably be the only two. You know, shade of darker complexion there. Based
that is
on,
not, I don't know why you'd assume that.
There well, because I'm probably, looking at garden party pictures.
Probably a very diverse crowd at the garden party.
Well, I'm looking at these. I just put in garden parties attire. Yeah, and this
just walk around and say, hey, did you see my 1912 Rolls Royce Silver Shadow over
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I don't. And but I don't mind being the only, chocolate. Caramel at an event. It don't bother me as much.
I understand.
I don't mind.
Don't mind. This is, speaking of Rhode Island, this is Gene from Rhode Island. Hello, Gene.
How you doing, Greg?
What's
How's
up?
Everything going?
What's going on?
If you guys bring up the ick again, I got a good one, and it's when my wife blows her nose at the table.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's disgusting. I hate when people do that in a restaurant, and it's generally old men.
Yeah.
It's so annoying.
Yeah, Greg's right there.
Do a lot of people do that?
Oh,
yeah.
Old men do
yes.
it. And like, what? It's like disgusting. Like, you know.
Do people still carry a handkerchief?
Some
My
old men do.
Does.
Yeah. He does.
Well, I mean, your grandfather's what, 95?
Oh,
I get it.
Show some respect.
I mean, he's old, though. I mean,
yes,
good
he is
for
in
him.
His 90s.
Right, but I can see he's from a different generation,
yes.
so I get it where they did that, but that's disgusting. Stop it. Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, why would you want to stick boogies back in your pocket?
Disgusting.
I don't like...
That gives me the ick.
Yeah.
Take your ass to the bathroom.
Yeah. I can understand something like that. My problem with the ick, which we brought up on the show yesterday, is that it's about what somebody's wearing. Mm-hmm. Like, in the show that started the whole discussion on Netflix, what's that called?
Nobody Wants This.
The girl, the woman, gets an ick over the guy she loves, bringing flowers to her mom, or wearing a sport coat over a hoodie, and that gives her the ick.
Oh.
And so that's my problem with the ick.
Totally reasonable.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
Not if you love somebody.
You but you can still have an ick.
You accept their faults and you ignore them.
Yeah, right? But
that's how you make love work.
You still acknowledge them.
No, you don't. You don't tell somebody that something they wear is ick.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Like Lindsay telling me that I wear flip-flops and that gives her the ick. I mean, that's what I like to wear. Like, show some love. Support.
Yeah, I hear you on the clothing element.
Right.
Because I never like, even though I'm not a big Michelle Obama heel or, short heel woman. Mm-hmm. I don't like tell my wife like, oh, those give me the ick. You know, I just kind of, you know, I just say, hey, you look good in that.
Yeah.
And that's it. But when they start talking about your appearance.
Yeah.
But it's the world today, Greg. Instead of not clicking and listening to the comedy special that you find offensive, you try and cancel it. Instead of just either accepting the flaws of the person you're with, you try to change them instead of changing who you're with.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yes, right.
I give you a lot of credit, brother.
Worry about the important things.
I think the ick is more of like a teasing thing.
It is?
Yes. Okay. I don't think people take icks too seriously. I mean, there are obviously
On the show, she was going to dump him because of the ick.
Right.
She also has a terrible history of dating. Like, she's a problematic lead character of the show.
Yeah, but you also said your friend had an ick with guys who ran funny, and she would make guys run
She wouldn't make them run. She would just make sure to see that them run before things got serious.
That's such a good one.
And you have no
icks. It was a combine. Courtney, I have
no icks.
What do you mean?
We asked yesterday, does Santo ever say you have icks? And you're like, no.
I'll ask him right now what my ick is. I don't mind. I'm sure he has.
But you got a million icks for Santo.
But Courtney, you would agree that if Greg, in the same way Lindsay said this to him about his flip-flops, if Greg totally out of the blue, unprovoked, just said, you know what, Lindsay, my ick is X.
You wear this.
Right. Yeah. That would be a cause for to text all her girlfriends to say Greg's an a-hole. Yeah. How dare he bring this up? It's so out of nowhere. There's a different rules for get men and women when it comes to this specific
topic.
There
is, 100%.
Right, all right, of course.
News coming up at 7:45.
He just responded.
What?
He said, Wiggy wants to know what your ick is for me. None, thank you. This is a trap.
See, I told you.
Oh, it is a trap.
Told you.
A-plus.
It's a giant
I told
trap.
You. Smart. I told you.
I love how he answers you immediately.
Oh, my God. Well, he has a like shot caller.
I told you.
Text alert.
He's like a puppy dog. She just yanks on the leash, and he immediately goes wherever she wants him to go.
Oh, he's the best.
Poor guy. All right, I need a douche move. I need a douche move ruling.
And now another episode of Douche Move.
Ha, what a douche! All right, yesterday, Cowboys practice. If you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you'll be able to see what happened. Jerry Jones shows up for Cowboys practice in his helicopter with the Cowboys logo on the tail and lands it on the practice field while the fellows are practicing.
Ugh.
You're watching that, right?
Yep.
Is that a douche move?
Yes.
Or that's a boss move right there.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yo, that is a boss move.
That's a boss move.
Yes.
Landing it right on the field. It's like, hey, do you mind? I know you're running through some you're running through some game plan for Sunday, but do you mind halting it for a minute?
Right.
So I can land my helicopter on my field and say hello to you. There he is with Dak.
Look at the assistant coaches like looking at him like, come on, man.
That's boss
move. I asked for a raise last year, and he said that we didn't have it in the budget.
I have to say, what a raging, insecure narcissist. Like, it's not enough that you own the most valuable franchise in the entire country, that you've made billions thanks to being lucky with oil, and you have created a great job. The Cowboys are a great, you know, organization. You've done well, done phenomenal monetizing it. You still need these players to genuflect as you land like you're a conquering hero coming to practice.
Did you guys just bitch and complain about John Henry not being here? And this guy shows up, boss move on the field on his helicopter. Now it's like, what kind of owner is he?
I would much prefer Jerry Jones over John Henry.
That all day long. That's a boss move.
You love it?
Oh, man, I wish I played for the Cowboys. I'd be like, Jerry, any chance I can get to chop a big dog? That is so boss right there. If I own the team, that's what I would do.
That's not a douche move.
No.
See, I think some girls would think of that as an ick.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
You know what he would say to those girls? Kick rocks.
Yeah, yeah. I don't care about that.
Beat it.
Yeah. All right. Well,
Shout out to Jerry Jones for
Jerry
that
Jones.
One.
Mid practice, landing the helicopter at the 50-yard line in the middle of practice to say hello to the fellas. We will get to Courtney in today's news and Jeopardy. Wiggy, Jeopardy for your favorite appetizer of all time.
All right.
Based on an international viral outbreak. We will get to that. And also, there may now be overwhelming evidence that smiley face is living among us. So we'll get to all of that, the news next.
It's time for...
You ever go into a new home where you have a shower where the water doesn't come out of the shower head? They put a restrictor on. I took all the restrictors off.
The news.
I've had the experience. I take a shower. I want that beautiful head of hair to be nice and wet. Lather.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
Definitely his Hancock, so.
Excuse me?
Well, that's what they call a signature.
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, with 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
I want it to be lathered beautifully.
On WEEI.
We're going to going to start with a really sad story. A sixth grader from Brockton collapsed and died while playing basketball Tuesday night at the Dana Barros Basketball Club facility in Stoughton. The cause of death is unknown. They're not sure if he was playing in a game or in practice. We can hear from Stoughton Fire Chief Michael Carroll on Boston 25.
The parents must have been devastated. I have three children myself, and I couldn't even... You know, especially a healthy environment, right? Playing basketball, running around, and to have all of a sudden that happen, it has to be devastating.
11 years old.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Terrible.
Awful.
And a man is dead after attempting to carjack on I-90 in Worcester yesterday afternoon. This story's nuts. The man was a suspect in an earlier fatal shooting in a neighborhood nearby. Police found the body of a man inside of a house, shot dead. They then found another man nearby the house that was acting suspiciously. And when they tried to talk to him, he led them in a shootout. Luckily, nobody was injured in that. Nobody was hit. But then he approached cars at gunpoint. When that didn't work, he turned the gun on himself and killed himself.
Jeez. Is that they were showing a massive traffic backup?
Yes.
Was that on I-90?
Correct.
Because of this.
Both ways.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Here's an area resident, Cedric Sese, on BZ.
This is very scary. It is surreal. I've been in Worcester for the past 40 years, and I went to school here, and I lived here, I worked here. This is the first time I've seen this on this highway.
Jesus. Okay.
Yep. This came up yesterday, and suddenly it's happening, and I am a culprit of it. People are panic buying toilet paper because of the port strike.
What is... Okay. Like, they're stocking up on toilet paper.
Yeah.
Again, this happened during the pandemic, and you could find toilet paper.
Correct.
You don't need... it's like... So they're worried about... Is all of our toilet paper made overseas?
No.
Can't we find a way to make toilet paper in America?
This made me feel better because officials are saying 90% of our toilet paper comes from the U.S., Canada, and Mexico.
Okay. All right.
So we should be good. God.
You don't need to stock up. You don't need to buy all the toilet paper.
I was going to say Stiz is going to have to remix his two rolls.
Oh, we could get a little. Chime a little bit of two rolls, please, if you could. So there is no there appears to be concern, but you should not have concern over toilet paper.
Correct.
During the longshoremen strike.
Yes.
Which is underway.
Yep.
Okay. Should we produce some logoed, never used Greg Hill Show WEI toilet paper to distribute to the masses or something
Could
like that?
Could be brilliant.
I got two rolls.
Wait a minute, give me a little more than that.
I always need more.
I was just the first thing I found. I'm sorry.
While Shime looks, would you like to hear from Longshoreman Union head Harold Daggett again?
Do we have to?
Okay, no.
This guy, no, we can.
Okay.
This guy is like threatening the entire country.
Yeah.
I mean, you know this. I stand for the working man. I am one myself. But this guy is basically saying we're going to shut down the entire country.
Yeah.
You're going to lose your job if we don't get our 75% raise or whatever it is.
Correct.
You know what my favorite quote on this is? Every great cause begins as a movement, becomes a business, and eventually degenerates into a racket.
Yeah.
That is exactly what that gentleman is.
Well, there will be, unfortunately, no movements if there's no toilet paper available.
Oh, yeah. Dear.
All right, let's hear from this guy.
Now you start to realize who the longshoremen are, right? People never gave a about us until now, when they finally realized that the chain is being broke now.
All right.
All right.
I had no idea what the longshoremen were, but I guess I'm standing behind them. Yeah. I need my toilet paper.
I got two rolls, one for the house and one for the road. I got two rolls, one when I'm chilling and one for the gold. Think I need two more. Line cutting, I'm white, wipe it. Need some, I'm white, wipe it. Police coming, I'm white.
Texter reports that some stores are limiting how many rolls of toilet paper you can buy right now.
Wow.
That's why I need a bidet.
I love rationing.
Yeah.
Bidet, less wipes.
Do you remember the sneering you would get if you bought several, like, Clorox wipes? People were like, people need those. I need to clear my cantaloupe of the virus.
Okay. Speaking of that, Ken will be in here at 8:30 with his lead.
Has anybody ever been more wrong about anything than he was about that?
He seemed to be on, I would say he was on the opposite end
of the opinion of you and I when it came to shutting everything down.
Excuse me, social distance, please.
I thought you were going to say opposite end of entertaining.
But he had a good heart. He was doing it for the right reasons.
Oh, yeah. There was no political motivations.
No, I mean, he just wanted to help others.
Okay.
I stand with Ken.
Yeah, I know you stand with Ken. Yeah. Yes. All right.
Police are warning folks in Mass that iPhones are being stolen from people's front doors after delivery. So this has been popping up in Needham and Weston, with officials saying that the thieves are getting their hands on buy lists inside Jobwiggy, so they know where the deliveries are going. So these FedEx, UPS, DHL trucks are showing up, dropping off the iPhones, and immediately these thieves are showing up and swiping them. Here's Lieutenant Mike Forty from Weston Police Department on NBC 10.
Typically, the people that we've seen as suspects in these have been operating either posing as Amazon drivers or Uber Eats drivers or following the UPS or FedEx delivery trucks.
Mm. Okay. What's the new iPhone cost?
Oh, I don't know. I was going to look it up today because I haven't gotten a new iPhone in a long time, and my phone's dying. So I do 16. Need to get.
Yeah, it's probably, I think most people now get them on payment plans, but probably cost you like $1,500.
$929.
$929. Okay, $1,000.
All right. Well, be careful if you're ordering it delivered.
Was one of them Rashi Rice's mama?
Oh, that was wearing the jersey too. How silly can you be?
Oh, boy.
Do people not understand that they're on camera
No.
every time they're doing anything?
I figured that somebody's filming always.
Yeah.
There's a camera everywhere.
So does her son not support her?
I have no.
Like, why is she stealing things?
Well, I thought she was at the game, so I'm guessing that he supports her.
She came home from it, and then she was wearing his jersey after the game, and it was like Chapel Roan CDs or something records.
Yeah.
And she like walked past it and then came back and looked right in the camera.
Well, the footage was wild. It was her, and then you saw seated at the table outside Jeremy Swayman, Cam Neely, and Don Sweeney.
Yes.
It was wild.
It was believable.
Did you see
coffee
it?
Looked lovely.
I did see that.
It was unbelievable. All right, we got to take a break.
Okay.
But we will get to the rest of the news with Courtney next. And will a viral outbreak signal the end of Wiggy's all-time favorite appetizer? We'll get to that horrible news next.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.